Blog Talk Radio.
The computer buffering. Yo, what's going on, people? It's your man Beach Bum Gun live on the off ramp, September 21st, 2023. We are close to being in the last 2 months of 2023. Man, the year, it always seems like the year flew by, but I remember complaining about how hot it was. Like, I feel like summer was intense, but it was extremely short. Like, I feel like we had a very cool spring, but then summer showed up out of nowhere for like a month. It was just 120. And looks like fall's upon us. Welcome to the off-ramp show for the people, by the people, that embodies the people. Show where me and my folks get together, rap about the least mathematics. He was popping in these streets. See what's going on in your hood, my hood, all the hoods across the nation. The off-ramp is a place where we get together, rap about politics, sports, music, the culture, the non-culture. You know, if you're white, you can join us too. We have white folks too. We rap about their culture. It's an open platform. We started this podcast to enable people to not use Twitter to have discussions. We use our words. We have real-life discussions with real people from different walks of life. We hide the names and faces to protect the innocent, and we just enjoy ourselves. You know what I'm saying? My bad. I was trying to figure out if somebody broke into our house. No, the dryer's off. You got to check. See what it is. See if somebody broke into the house. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, so that's the off-ramp in a nutshell. If you want to call in, feel free, 929-477-3975. You can hit us up on the socials. And see what's popping. Without further ado, we got the lovely DJ C. Siren in the building. DJ C. Siren is officially under the weather. The eye virus that I have, we tried to be safe, but it got her. Touchdown 49ers. They got her. She now has the eye virus that I had. It spread to her. I think sleeping in the same bed, probably rolled over with a pillow or something. I feel bad. Hopefully she doesn't have it as bad because she noticed that it started watering her the other day. And she started taking medicine, so she went to the eye doctor. They confirmed it. But hopefully it's not as bad as it was with mine because I didn't really get good treatment on mine for 2 weeks after it really started bothering me. So, DJ C. Siren, you are limited. You are injured. You do not have to participate tonight. But if you want to, you know we're here. You don't even have to stay away from me because I already have the antibodies in me. But welcome to the off-ramp. How you feeling?
I'm all right. Good evening. Hello, everyone. I'm
all right. Seeing a woman put eye drops in her eyes is kind of sexy as a guy. We immediately go to sex stuff.
Eyes?
It's just the way you put your head back. I got my man Blur in the building. Blur, welcome to the off-ramp. How you holding up tonight, my brother?
Oh, man, I'm blessed and highly favored as always, feeling great, lovely. I'm happy to be here. Well, you know, it's another day in the neighborhood, man. Can't complain.
Good stuff, good stuff. Oh, they starting to do commercials for Loki, the new Loki show. I hope it's good.
Are they going to put him in there?
He's got to be, right? The black man?
Yeah. The black man. Yeah, he's in there.
They showed a little clip, but they showed him real quick.
It just shows them black person hair. That's all I saw.
They don't want that black man in that show at all.
I mean, it's already recorded. That was like a big, I don't say a big deal, but like people were saying, hey, Disney hasn't cut ties with him. And he's all this other stuff. Like, well, they had already recorded season two of Loki. So no matter what's going to happen, he's going to be in it. Because same thing with The Flash. They ain't going to just redo a whole show. It's already shot. It's already done. We're going to put it out.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I got my man New York, New York in the building. New York, New York, welcome to the off-ramp. As always, my brother, how you holding up?
Doing good. Thank you for having me.
You feeling better? Last week you was a bit under the weather. You good this week?
Oh, yeah, I'm good now. I'm back at it, you know what I mean? No more sickness. I ain't doing no medicine no more, you know what I mean? Took a couple of COVID tests. I ain't got no COVID. I guess it was just the weather changing outside, but I'm good now.
Okay, good to hear. Glad to hear you back to 100. We get right into the discussion, fellas. I know there's a couple of things that I want to discuss. Look, I'm gonna give the floor to you, Blur, to see what your subjects are after we discuss the first topic that I know is near and dear to my man New York, New York's heart. Battle rap. So apparently Remy Martin got her own battle rap spot league? Battle rap league. And the topic du jour was the guy she cheated on Papoose with was rapping in this event. And it was all over the blogs about the lyrics about him cheating on Papoose and her being a terrible person for cheating on Papoose. Now, we don't know if any of this is true. These are blogs. These are rumors. I don't think Remy Ma or Papoose has confirmed them. But I guess girls is playing too. New York, New York, what you think, man? I know it's near and dear to your heart, man. What's going on up there, man? What happened to Black?
Well,
love,
Hey, look, I see. I got some information, so like, if anybody else is on the call, you can pass it to them first to see where their minds is at, and then I come sum it up after that.
All right, Blur, go ahead. What'd you think about the Remy Ma Chrome 23 event?
I mean, I think it was cool. I like it. I don't look. It's a battle rap, so all the rumors and the speculation is going to get brought up. Maybe I'm not as into the community as I once was, probably not as much as New York is. I didn't, like, I know, Easy, I don't say I know him, but I mean, I've watched Easy the Block Cabin's battles before. I watched Geechee Gotti's battles before. I'm a fan. I like Geechee's style a lot more. So it really wasn't surprising, the outcome, at least to me. It really wasn't surprising all that much. And I mean, yeah, we knew that you had to know, like, this was going to be, I mean, this was going to happen. Like, all the rumors that came up, like, I mean, you got knocked out by Pap or whatever. All that is going to get bought up. All the rumors are going to get bought up. I feel like he should have had some better rebuttals for it. He should have had a better plan of action. I think Remy handled it as best she could. Like, I mean, it's her league. She the host and all that. But when you become the topic, I mean, when you're on that Summer Jam stage, you know what I mean, on a Summer Jam screen, there's not much you could do. So, I mean, she helped her composure as best she could. She had a couple jabs at the end, like for anybody who saw the post-battle stuff. So, I mean, I liked it. I thought it was exactly what it was supposed to be for battle rap, man. You're going to get to the personals. You're going to bring up all the rumors and stuff. It would have been corny if he didn't bring it up, though. So. Yeah, man, I liked it a lot.
DJ C-Sign, you got anything? I know you were listening to it before we started. You got anything on Remy Ma cheating on her Black King?
I thought this was about the rap battle.
It's about both. It's about all of it, yo. It's a damn shame what she did to that man.
If I'm battling you, then you do a rap battle on me, not the person hosting or whatever the rap battle. So, no.
You ain't like it?
Well, I guess it was about him, huh?
Cause yeah, I mean, he's fucking her, allegedly.
Yeah, so I guess it's, then it's open.
Well, if you get knocked out, you should at least have the rumor say that you fucking her. You shouldn't be getting knocked out and you not even getting no cheeks.
Because that's really bold to have him. That is the rumor, because, I mean, I don't know. But, I guess, that's all information, I guess, is off the grass when it's in a rap battle. So, I don't know about the cheating. I'm just surprised. I just heard about it. I know. You know, if it's for anyone who's out there and their relationship is seen as something that, it, at least in terms of celebrity, as, rare and,
that Chinese woman cheated on Jeezy.
I don't think she cheated on
him. You women are having a bad year.
I will say this. Gigi had some lines in there that were directed directly at Easy. I mean, one of them, like, when he said, if you're going to fuck a nigga wife, you got to have hands. I was like, oh, damn. Like, that one, it was one of them, like, I know I fucked it up. But, he was like, that was like, oh, that's specific. It's not about Rem. That's specific about Easy and him getting put to sleep and putting him in the cradle, he said. He had lines directly at him and him allegedly getting knocked out. As far as the cheating go, I don't believe she cheated or they fucked. I do believe Pat put hands on him. It probably was more for him disrespecting. I think just like kind of we touched on it before, when you got a like DJ Envy and his wife Tyrese, like when you got your wife or your girl and she, involved in any way, business-wise or whatever, with another man, he started getting disrespectful to her, you're going to have to intervene. I think it could have been like something like that, because Easy is like, I think, the premier or the main artist under Remy's league, so they probably do have a lot of business together. If the money ain't right, if negotiations get a little too intense, you say the wrong thing to my wife, I'm going to have to put hands on you.
Yeah, I don't know. DJ C-Side, you got anything else? Blur cut you off.
I guess I'm just, the whole rumors of the cheat, because, of course, I mean, a story we don't hear all the time. So the woman being in jail, the man decides to marry her, wait for her.
Bad decision.
It was the, epitome of, I'm sacrificing, everything.
It's what you women say you want.
And so we already want that perfect kind of story, and this kind of just makes it like everything else. Like, that's unfortunate.
Yeah, they just showed Brock Purdy's surgery on TV. That shit made me queasy.
And it was just animation.
Good Lord. I got my man Weezy in the building. Weezy, did you see the rap battle with Remy Ma's?
What do you think?
Affair? I know you didn't see it. But I figured I
know. I know who they are, though. What happened? Somebody stepped out on somebody?
Remy Ma cheated on her Black King, Papoose, with a loser battle rapper. And then Papoose knocked him out, and then they started battling again. And so the whole blogs was talking about the rap battle, because they were just talking about how he was sleeping with Remy Ma and the disrespect that she was.
Well, another battle rapper talked about.
Another battle rapper. And Remy just, because Papoose wasn't in the building that day.
And Remy just, she just sat there? I don't know.
Yeah,
I mean, I feel like,
I mean,
yeah, if Remy Ma cheated, then her relationship should be over. Then she don't care about no battle rap or her husband or nothing. So I don't see why he would even put hands on the dude. He should be like, all right, I guess that's what it is. I'm out.
All right, well, we got inside information with New York, New York. New York, New York, tell us, man. Tell us why these chicks ain't loyal, man. These
hey,
women
look,
want
I'm just saying.
Oh, my bad. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, I was just complaining about how these women want a loyal, loving husband, and when they get it, they still cheat on them. Well, go ahead.
Hey, look, I'm going to just say salute to Easy Block Captain. If you don't know who he is, he played in the little reboot of, what's it called, The Fresh Prince. If you haven't seen it, go check it out. Geechee Geechee's a fire battle rapper as well. I think for the rumors and everything that's going on right now, I think it's perfect. I think it creates a need or like a want to actually view battles and stuff like that, the way to promote the battles and get people tuned in and stuff like that. So I think that from the marketing standpoint, it's fire. I like it. Easy to block cast it. Yeah, I mean, look, the truth is, Easy used to battle in another league that he signed a contract for and then ended up leaving because he got a better deal after, you know, after we were Fresh Prince stuff and everything was taken up for him. He ended up taking a battle on Remy's league for a card, and I think he stepped out of his contract, which caused legal issues. But what it is Remy Ma is actually his manager now. So he's close with Remy Ma because she's kind of like managing his career now, in a sense. So that's when all the rumors and stuff and blogs and everything is running with it, and everybody's saying that, oh, Remy stepped out, they want Papoose and stuff like that, and he got knocked out, stuff like that. I don't believe it's true. There's no footage of it. Nothing happened. I don't believe it, but it's a fire narrative, you know, battle rap. You know, people come up with angles and schemes to talk about just to get their point across in a battle to win the battle, and I think it's an angle that's going to live on forever until somebody put a stop to it. But it's like, you know what I mean? It is what it is. I don't think Remy stepped out. It's just an angle of battle rap that people continue to run with, and nobody, like, Remy ain't stepping out. Remy definitely ain't clearing the room as Papoose. Ain't clearing rumors. No, there's no need to. There's no need to. Because, I mean, at the end of the day, these people talking about it, these people want to be tuned in. They generate revenue off of this type of stuff. So there's no point. There's no point. But I don't think that shit happened. It's just Remy is just new manager now. She's booking them and everything because he can't get booked over to his other league that he used to go back to. So because it's a little legal dispute. But, like, yeah. He already burnt them bridges, and Remy is managing his career now. But I think it was a fire battle. I think Easy definitely should have prepared. He already knew what was going to come to him, what was going to be said in the battle. I don't think he prepared for it in a way that necessarily Geechee had prepared for him. But, yeah, it was a dope battle for both of them.
So you think this is COA? You don't think Remy stepped out? You don't think Papoose beat him up? You think this is just content? You think rumors? There might have been some words about something, but rumors have fueled this, and you think they looked at their careers and said content over everything and said, let's fuel the rumors because it'll be highly visible.
100%. Because at the end of the day, they go in. It's a legal battle, too, between Easy and his former league, that his former business partner that he used to do business with. And the way his career is, like, handling it out now. I mean, he really can't do nothing back with his old business partners because he already burnt that bridge. Or if he does, he has to fulfill his obligation to his contract. But at the end of the day, he don't want to do that, so he actually started Easy to Block Captain, actually started his own league, and he actually just battled Reed Dollars in Philly on his own league. And I think that's what happened when at his card or his league where he was battling on, that's when the actual the people started making up the rumors of, oh, Papoose punched him, or Remy's cheating on Papoose, and this is why Papoose punched him, and stuff like that. That's what happened. Everybody was trying to sabotage Easy for what he was doing. What he was doing, he was making a career move. He was making a career move, but I guess his contract didn't, it wasn't the right time. And I guess he didn't honor his contract with his previous battle league, and then he went to go battle on Remy's league, even though that he was just like an exclusive talent on his former business partner. And then that's when everything just spewed out, and it should just went haywire. The rumors started coming, and just that and third. And Easy was on a winning streak. Easy was definitely on a winning streak on URL. He was running through every opponent, beating them 3-0, 2-1 possibles, stuff like that. He was a big name until all this shit happened, and then people tried to throw dirt on his name, and then, yeah, all these rumors and stuff like that. I do think it's good for business. Good for business. People talk. People get interested. They want to tune in. I mean, look, I don't think there's ever been a battle rap for being premiered on radio stations, and now they playing Geechee's third round all around the world. It's on the blocks. Now battle rap is back in the hot site, so I think they can generate revenue off that.
I mean, it is smart. I mean, you're right. It could 100%. We got to stay on this too long.
Yeah, that's genius, though. That would be genius.
It is. It's a smart business move. I mean, if none of this stuff is true, if Papoose is secure in his relationship, if Remy is secure in his relationship, and the dude Easy, the block captain, is secure in understanding what this is, like it's a great move to fuel the narrative and fuel the speculation, so that, because New York's right, you know, when's the last time we seen battle rap be this circulated? It ain't gonna be circulated long, but it is. And if Remy Ma got this new battle rap company, it's an amazing way to get promotion and get eyes on it. It would suck if he really got beat up, though. Like, you getting beat up for not getting cheeks is the worst. I don't know if there's anything else that could be worse than that. But, all right, Blur, any of y'all got anything else on it? All right. I hope Remy Ma, if Remy Ma cheated on that food show, we gotta put her in the category, though. Well, we gotta really have a conversation about what you women really want.
I mean, she stabbed her for him.
That's true.
I mean, she's grown, but you know, maybe not the best decision making.
Papoose would be a hot commodity out in these streets for women, though, no homo, because he's got to be the most celebrated husband.
Yeah.
All right, so, Blur, you got anything special you want to talk about tonight? That's a lot of shit.
Oh, man, you know, I had a couple things on my radar, man, we could talk about. Did y'all hear the new Drake song? Drake and, I want to say, is it SZA or is it her? It's one of them singing chicks.
SZA.
One of them singing chicks.
It's SZA.
It's Mary J. Blige. Yeah, it was SZA. We going.
All y'all heard the song?
Yeah, I did. It sucks.
I agree. I 100% agree. When I first heard it, I was like, oh, this shit is ass. I think we talked about on here that Drake can't sing. But I think we talked about it back then. I'm like, he's good enough. It's not. He needs to stop all that whining, harmonizing thing he's trying to do. It's not a good sound. It's not a good look. It's just not good. And then on top of that, what really got me, because SZA, like, she actually, I won't say she saved the song, because I still think the song is ass, but she said some things in her verse that made me go back and listen to it again. I actually listened to it like three times, And I'm glad DJ T-Tyrant's on the line. My girlfriend is next to me, my lovely, lovely girlfriend, so I'm going to ask her the same thing as well. Do y'all be ranking dicks?
Yeah.
SZA in her song said, whatever, whatever, your dick's in third place. And I was like, wait, what? Did she just say that? Who the heck? Yo, Gun, if your wife came to you and said your dick is third, what's happening next after that? How does that play out?
I mean, that's top five. I don't know how many dicks she had. I've never asked that question. I guess if she's only had three dicks, I would be pretty disappointed in my position. But if she's had 100, I got to say that's a pretty good ratio. I don't know. I mean, I can't sit here and act like that I have the greatest dick to every woman I've ever encountered. I've never really gotten complaints, but I've never really asked, you know, hey, where I rank, they've all seemed to enjoy themselves. I've only had one-night stand, and I don't even think it was a one-night stand. I think that was just a bad night for me because what I
let me jump in. Let me jump in here for you before you get yourself in some damn trouble. So my thing is, that song is not for us because they be rocking it at the high school football game. I didn't hear that verse, you know, that SZA did, but I know I just dropped, you know, $500 or so on tickets, on SZA tickets for Tatum and them. But I don't know. They be rocking. They be rocking. When you pull up to the high school, they be rocking them songs, man. It's just some stuff ain't for us anymore. I think that's where we're at. And but, I mean, to the other point, you know, ranking it as number three, I don't know how old she is or not, but that's something high school type people do. You know what I mean? She's probably lying, but, you know, hey, I don't see anything wrong with it.
Well, I mean, DJ C. Sign, do you rank dicks?
I don't think generally, but I...
She don't want to answer the question.
I think it's probably natural for most people to do something like that. And if you're trying to be, and if, you know, in the mention of it on something where you're trying to, you know, I guess the, I'm sorry, gosh, I hate to admit it, I'm goddamn old. I don't know what the fuck slime you out means. Anyways, I can
slime you out.
Yeah. I mean, I'm assuming, you know, this is a, you know, I can't fuck with you anymore, girl song. So she is, I can't fuck with you anymore, guy verse. So, I mean, that would be something that anyone would, even if you're not ranking dicks, you would probably say to someone, which is just another way of just saying, it's not like you were the best anyway, kind of thing. So, no, that doesn't sound unusual at all. And, yeah, ranking is, I would think, something most people do, especially if you're not, if you're dating people or you're in a relationship where y'all don't like each other anymore, you know, okay, yeah, I'm going to be truthful. You're third.
Oh.
Which is still probably nice.
Am I third? What's my dick right?
No, you number one.
Yeah. Valera, ask your girl what's your
gross.
You already know. Gross. I was just waiting for it to come back around. Baby, what's my ranking and why am I number one?
Oh no, I'm not.
What's my ranking and why am I number one?
Because I love you.
Hey, there you go, number one.
That sucks.
Yeah, that's kind of a default reason.
Hey, but you know what? When I listened to the song, I was thinking, I'm like, does she mean like third place right now? Like you're the third place of all the people she fucking with? And I thought, like, I was like, yo, SZA is probably in her 30s or whatever, so she's maybe been fucking for 15, 16 years.
There's no way she's in her 30s.
You don't think so? I mean, she was dating Drake when Drake was when she was 16 or 17. That was like a big deal that Drake said, "Hey, I used to date SZA." And they were like, "Hey, when you were dating SZA, she was underage." But, you know, so Drake was like just coming out or whatever, or he was in Degrassi like right after that. I assume she was in her 30s. I could be wrong. But if she's been
33.
33, you're right. Yep, you're right.
Same age as
Yeah.
Right, so say she's been fucking for 15 years. Top three? And everybody you've been fucking for 15 years? Not bad. I'll take a silver medal.
Not bad.
Maybe.
I'll take top three.
Unless yeah. You are a like dude who number three is going to hurt your ego because you don't want to hear that, because in your mind you have to be, you are the ladies man and it's got to be number one. So she's talking to those guys, like number three will demolish their ego.
All right, so my daughter just walked by. I just asked her if she heard the song. She said, yes. I said, do you like it? She said, yeah, but I only like the part that SZA sings. So that goes to the part that Drake probably shouldn't be singing, and I should be checking her iPhone.
You tell her Uncle Gunn said, don't be ranking shit. Ranking books.
For real.
It is, I will say, it's definitely a song for young people because it is very misogynistic, and it is very, I mean, I'm only, you know, I don't care about you or whatever, our fling. It's definitely our fling is over, I'm tired of dealing with you type situation, which I just talked to my girl about the other day, and I was like, something I would tell young people, just find somebody and just deal with them, because ain't no sex like sex when you trust somebody, you could just do everything with them, and, like, you could just deal with that. I mean, I've been with my girl long enough that we've passed that great sex stage, and we're now on the downhill where the sex is just supposed to get worse and worse because we're old. Which is why she, I'm in first place, because she loved me. So it's a reason behind it.
Look, I ain't mad at you. It's tough. I don't know why. In New York, feel free to jump in. I know you're younger, so you can you got more information on this. But I don't understand, and maybe it's just an old person in me, why these kids want toxic relationships. It's one of the few things that I've never understood. Like, why do people enjoy those high-risk emotions? Like, why do you ever want to be upset? I enjoy the relationships with the women I had because I think only two were ever, or probably one was ever, toxic. And I had to get the hell out of there. I was in a bad spot. But most of the women I've ever been with, besides that, like, the relationships were easy. They were fun. They were enjoyable. That's what a relationship's supposed to be about. You should be able to walk in the day after a tough day, be able to tell about your tough day, and then start laughing and joking with each other. I mean, that's probably the only reason why DJ C Siren hasn't left me yet, is because when she walks in the door after a tough day, she walks, she's beat up, she's tired, she's been on her feet for 12 hours. She complains to me about 30 minutes. And then once I know she's settled, like, now I'm back to telling jokes, we laughing and joking, and we're telling stories about things we saw, we laughing about that stuff, and it's easy. I don't know what, and maybe it's just the music. Because DJ C Siren says I like depression music, and maybe these kids just like toxic. I'm hoping the kids just like toxic music, but don't like toxic relationships. But some of that stuff just seems like it's just extra work for no reason. Like, I tell my kids, stop being emotional all the time. I know that's not supposed to be the new way to do things. And I think that I've grown to say, is that our son? Can you go check to see if that's him? All right, well, DJ C Siren, you call. I think somebody's breaking into our house. DJ C Siren.
Do you like toxic relationships? I mean, your old boyfriend was a jailbird. No.
Joy.
Oh, sorry. definitely people that want to deal with drama. So, I mean, there's always that. But, I mean, personally, that was never fun. No one wants to deal with that. So.
What are you doing?
Yo, New York, you never said anything. Did you hear the song?
Oh, yeah. Look, I ain't going to hold you. I had to disagree with you. I like it. I ain't going to hold you. I like it. It might be one of the 8 Boogie songs. Like, you know what I mean? I'll get a little lit. I'll probably be in my feelings. It's probably raining outside, you know what I mean? Probably start singing Drake Park. You know what I mean? SZA killed it. I like SZA Park. I definitely like SZA Park. But, like, if I'm in my feelings, you know what I mean? I'm definitely singing Drake Park. I'm definitely singing it. I like it. Shout out to,
wait,
shout out to that Toxic song, too.
You would sing,
yeah,
that.
Sing
you
it.
Were like...
Look, it take me back to my toxic days, yo. It take me back to my toxic days, yo. Sometimes you can't be toxic in everything, bro. Sometimes the toxicness get back to you. The karma come around. You get slimed out, you're feeling like mad crazy. Now your feelings is hurt. Now you gotta get to give back. You know what I mean? Everybody been through that.
I mean, yeah, when you're 17, not when you're 33.
Oh yeah,
when
you're 21, still looking around though. You still have the feelings of the past. They made you into the person that you are. 30.
Bro, I love my wife more than anyone in this world. If she left me today, I would still try to be her best friend. But I'm not gonna be mad that I get to sleep in a room by myself and spread all the way out. I ain't gonna be mad that, you know, during the wintertime when she cold and I finally feel good, that I ain't got to cuddle up with nobody and then start sweating in the middle of the night. I'm not going to be upset at all at this point. We halfway through life. we almost had what is it? Not crescendo. What's the other one?
Pinnacle.
Yeah, we had the pinnacle, man. Oh, well, when you start coming down the other side of the hill.
The apex,
yeah,
the top,
though. Oh, that's Williams.
I think the toxic
relationship
stuff is cool. I mean, even just listening to it, it's cool. I mean, I don't mind hearing toxic stuff. Like, I hear toxic. There's a lot of toxic songs out there, like, especially out of in the hip hop genre right now. I think it's almost, I don't say all, because my girl be playing some stuff. And I was thinking of that, like, yo, where's all the chick songs that's like happy that they in a relationship, happy they got a good man, and my girl be playing some song. It might be from City, it might be City Girl or something, like Thank You for my man or whatever that is. So I was like, okay, they got something. But I appreciate some of the toxic stuff when it sound good. Drake singing just don't sound good, man. It don't sound good at all. And he sounded hurt. That was another thing. I'm tired of Drake being emotional. So he just sounded like bitter and hurt. And it might be an age thing. It might be like he too old to be doing the toxic stuff or doing the toxic stuff this way. It just sounded like it sounded corny coming from a man as opposed to SZA singing and Rankin and Dix. It just that seemed like it was more appropriate.
Yeah, I mean. I don't know. It's just what these kids are. I mean, Drake makes – I mean, the one thing about Drake, though.
Yeah, it's a fault of the youth.
Well, it's just he makes so much different types of music.
Sure.
So he's going to try to reach to this part because he knows that's what the kids' tone is, even though Drake old as shit now, too. You know, and then he's going to, you know, make a dance hall record where he's going to sound like he's Jamaican. Then he's going to make a song to tell everybody he's from Houston. You know, it's just Drake being Drake. I mean, the good thing is that he has a great sound. He's a great artist. He's one of the best artists we've seen. So even though I don't think he has any classic albums or... Like, I don't think he has an album that I love straightforward except for one, and I can't even tell you the last time I listened to this. He makes, like, playlist music. Like, it's he can fit in any genre, and that's a special type talent.
it's funny you said that, and just to piggyback off that, it's funny with Drake, because I don't listen to a lot of Drake, but I was at work, and I'm trying to find, you know, something that's work-friendly since I deal with the public. If anyone walks by, I don't want them to hear something.
You don't want to hear them talking about SZA ranking dicks?
Well, look, number one, the way SZA sing, you don't even know what she's talking about. I didn't even know she said she was ranking dicks, because I can't understand what the bitch thinks. But that's one. Two, and I'm saying bitch lovingly, I like SZA.
You know bitches around here.
Is, but I tried to find a playlist on Apple Music that was like hip hop a little bit, you know, a little bit harder than what I listened to, because I listened to like straight soul, and it was but clean or edited or, you know, and it was, and I found a list, and it was like 70-80% Drake songs. I was like, what? Okay, sure, why not? But yeah, it was all Drake.
Yeah, he has that. If
you take away niggas, it's all mild. Go ahead.
I would say Drake definitely has that type of power in the music industry. But do we think SZA got worse as an artist since she got a new body?
Nope. Yeah. Not at all.
We're talking about her music.
I never knew she was an artist until recently. Did she go back, like, way back in the day?
No, not way back, but, like, at least.
I think she only got, two albums? She got three albums?
At least 2016, 2015? Yeah. I don't know. I won't say.
She hasn't had a good album since she's been ugly.
But she's had more fame. Oh, since she's what?
Been ugly.
Or since she's been better?
No, I mean, she's pretty now. When she was ugly, she made better music.
I don't know. It seems like sales and single, you know, she's
nobody buys it. She's more popular now than ever. Mm-hmm. Okay, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe the Kardashian worked out for her.
She doesn't look like a Kardashian. She looks like old girl from Goofy movie, but
pretty rough. But shout out to the ladies getting their work done. I ain't mad at you. Look, Drake got a BBL. That's what these kids are like. I would get a BBL. Let me buy some.
I don't know if you could call it a BBL, though.
Is that what BBL is?
Hold on. Drake did what? He's got what? Are y'all being serious?
Yeah.
Yeah, he got some work done, but it's not a BBL. He ain't get a butt lift.
What do you get done?
I think he had like lipo or something. He got some ab sculpting or something like that. Something with his stomach.
Oh my
his
gosh!
Ab.
Janet Jackson special.
People just got money for anything nowadays.
Yo, I'll buy some.
I'm telling you, Janet Jackson did this back in 2000, back in 99. That ain't new.
Janet was tough, yo. Them big ass.
I mean,
cheeks.
If it has to do with plastic surgery, it's probably the Jacksons did it first. I'm almost certain they pioneered most of the plastic surgery industry.
Y'all realize Michael Jackson could have committed a murder, and if they didn't, like, we're looking for a black man, and they would have never thought it was Mike, you know. Like, DNA is going to be the only thing that ever catches Michael Jackson. Well, now he's dead. I mean,
that shit would have caught him with them kids, though.
I don't think Mike did to them kids, you know.
Well, you know what else? The rumor was that he had, laser surgery to remove all his pubic hair. So it was like he leave no trace.
I mean, if you bust in the nut, you
have a lot of trace. all the trace you need. And actually...
Yeah, I was going to say something. Yeah, I won't say that. It's a bad joke. See, Mike says he probably busting them wimpy nuts. You know, he probably got no nut coming out. Yeah, he's like, no homo. yo, laser surgery remove all your pubic hair? That's crazy. But yeah, all right. So we still a fan of SZA. I still like SZA. I like her music, even though I never really listened to any of her albums except for the one. But you know, shout out to SZA and Drake. I didn't know they dated her, and she was like, "What's up with these megastars and liking little and liking younger people, yo? Is that like a trait?"
No matter how old you get, women stay the same age. always a 25-year-old.
That's terrible.
I do want to think. I think it was that when you become rich and powerful, like you forget that rules apply to you, or not that you forget rules apply to you, they just don't apply to you. So you start just like, I think men are attracted to not underage, but younger women, you know, because that's kind of be like, as what's her name, Erykah Badu would say, that's when you're in your prime baby making years, you know, early 20s, late teen years or whatever. And so that's biologically what men are attracted to. But when you're rich and powerful, you don't see no problem in, you know, going in early, as Kanye would say it. You know, jumping the gun a little bit, getting there early. So I think that's just what it is. They are like, hey, we can do whatever we want. So these rules of 18 don't apply to us. If they mature at 15, I'm in there. 16, I'm in there. 17, I'm in there.
Oh,
boys,
keep
I'm in
it over
there.
18. But yeah, Leo DiCaprio, he doesn't date anybody over 30. Like, they joke about it, but it's true. And he, you know, when you see him with somebody, it's a 25-year-old model, 23-year-old model, and he's, you know, he's 51, 52, something like that. Why not?
Yeah, I don't even think it's 30. I think it's like 28. Like
right.
You turn 29th birthday. All right, see you. You never gonna hear from me again. Leo, don't be playing.
But I guess that's what's, I mean, and that's why I'm wondering, like, it's a trait of people who are extremely successful and driven to look at those younger things as perfection. Because, like, if I wasn't married to DJ Samson, if I was old and rich, yo, give me all the girls with their uteruses ripped out. I want big butts. Give me the breasts that, like, I can, like, lay on and be comfortable. Like, you know what I mean? Let me be able to pick it up and move it around and lay on it. Let me give me a big butt. Give me a girl. Like, give me a girl with no uterus, man.
What's a girl with no uterus? What does that mean?
What is it called? Hysterectomies?
That's what they're called.
Yank all it. Give me the women with all that out.
Why?
I don't want no possibilities of you thinking that we going to be a family. If I'm old and rich...
Oh, so you're not thinking like you're rich and powerful, though, because when you're rich and powerful, you don't care about whatever she say. Don't let that mean nothing to you anyway. You can say, oh, whatever, she got pregnant by somebody else, that ain't mine. Or you can just, I mean, make a call and make it disappear. So you ain't really, I mean, when you're rich and powerful, none of that even matter to you.
Rake Ruth, put her in the trunk. Move on to the next one.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I got DJ Shusan. I always liked older women, man. I like the mature women. That's why I got my cougar, right, baby? Rawr. DJ Shusan has a thing about her age. Thank goodness she doesn't look her age, though, because she swears she be telling people that she's younger than me. Yeah, they be, and they be believing her, too. All right. DJ, sorry. Anything you want to talk about tonight? All right. New York, you got anything special you want to talk about?
Nope, it's a conversation.
Weezy, you got anything particularly you want to talk about?
Nah, man, your show. Keep it moving.
All right, Blur, you got next topic you want me to jump in with mine?
Hold on, go ahead. Go with what you got.
Well, the next thing I want to do, well, I mean, there's so much stuff. Do you want to get serious? Let's really talk about since we're on music, let's talk, and we're on Drake, did anybody hear the new Diddy album? Puff Daddy dropped an album. What's it, The Love Project or something like that? It's all red, so he's going to get those Satan worshippers. I guess we got to talk about we did talk about Doja Cat last week. It's all red, so he's going to get the whole Satan worshipper stuff. But it's an R&B album. And, you know, we ain't got to stay on this long, but if you heard it, I just want your opinions. I like that. I thought it was a quality album, top to bottom. It's about, what, I think it was 18 tracks or 17 tracks. Got a couple of interludes that make you feel like the old Mary J. My Life album. But, you know, I thought it was dope. I don't think it's the best. I don't know if it's the best R&B album of the year so far. I have to go back and listen to, because there's a lot of R&B out here. That's what's weird about it. There's a ton of R&B out there. A lot of it just isn't high profile. But DJ C. Sign, have you had a chance to listen to the album yet? Yeah. We were supposed to listen to it last week on our road trip, but didn't get a chance. Blur, I know you listened to it. New York, did you listen to the Puffy album?
Nah, I didn't get a chance yet.
Weezy, did you?
Yeah, I listened to it the day you were texting about it. What'd they say on In Living Color? Hated it.
Okay, about a fan of the Puffy R&B. Okay. I guess you listen. I guess it's more scissor for you. Blur, what you think?
Yo, I got to disagree, man. I liked it. I ain't going to say I liked it. I don't know if I would see, I would say I don't know if I would call it R&B album of the year, but it might be because I haven't really liked any other R&B stuff that I've heard recently. So it might be to me, but yeah, I thought it was cool. It was like, I felt like maybe it's an age thing, kind of like we were just talking about with Drake, that this kind of R&B was right what I was looking for, because I don't really like a lot of slow, put-you-to-sleep music. I kind of hate it, but this one was like, this is like dance R&B. Like, oh, you can get your two-step on. You could, they could play this out, and you could actually do something to this. Like, this ain't just, I don't know, whoever else be, this ain't, damn, I was trying to think of some R&B dudes. I can't even think of any other R&B dudes, but this is something you could dance and singing. Like, I'm feeling it. I'm feeling this type of music. This groove right here is nice, and it was refreshing to hear that. I mean, some of it I ain't going to front. Some of it sounded old. Like, it sounded a little bit dated. And I think, all right, maybe that's Puff. But I appreciated the music itself. I'm like, all right, yeah, I'm bopping to this in this R&B, which just doesn't happen to me anymore. So, yeah, I liked it.
Yeah, it's not many ballads. It's definitely more up-tempo, you know, love, passion-type music, but that isn't ballads, you know. But, okay, all right. So, Weezy, what did you like about it? What did you thought that was whack? But you don't like R&B music. What's the last time you listened
to it? That's exactly what I was about to say, because I don't get down with R&B like that. And when you put it out there, talking about, oh, this new Diddy is hot, I'm thinking something up. I'm thinking it's going to be like, you know, features by, you know, Styles P and Jadakiss. And you know, then it was R&B album. I'm like, what is this? And I got through most of it, but it, you know, I'm driving to work usually, and I'm just like, gotta hit next on it.
Oh, you go right back to Lil Wayne. Did you listen to the new Nas album?
Yeah, I did listen to the new Nas. I can rock with that. I gave that a couple spins.
What's your out of five mics? What you giving the new Nas?
Old school five mic rating, I give it 3.5 mics.
Okay, DJ C. Time, did you have a chance to finish the new Nas? We listened to a little bit of it. Okay, you didn't get a chance. Blur, did you listen to the new Nas?
I ain't going front, man. I gave it one, maybe 1.5 spins. Like, I liked it, but I'm ready for this Nas run to be over. It didn't give me the same feeling that the last one, or I can't remember the names of them. Maybe the album from two albums ago. It didn't give me the same feeling. So this one was cool, but 3.5 mics sounds about right.
Okay, what'd you think, New York, New York? Did you listen to it?
Nah, I'm so backed up between music, yo. I still haven't listened to the Conway and the 38 Special album. I'm going to listen to it tomorrow, though, because I'm going to be on the road. Yeah, I ain't get a chance to listen to no new music yet.
That 38 Special is good. That Conway 38 Special is good. Okay, yeah, see, I thought this is what I'm realizing about Nas. He has a great voice. He has a great flow. Him and Hit-Boy make good music together, but Nas doesn't say anything spectacular anymore. He doesn't make you want to stop the tape and say, what did he just say, and rewind it. It's great vacuum music. You turn it on in the house, you turn it up, you know, you vacuum and clean the crib. But it's very evident on the song with Lil Wayne that Nas' wordplay isn't as great as it used to be. Like, Nas' wordplay was one of the best we've ever heard at one point. And now it's just, you know, you can tell he just likes rapping words. He's fallen into the Eminem category where, now, mind you, his beat selection has gotten a lot better and the flow is better than Eminem's, but you can tell that he just enjoys rapping at this point. But he doesn't say anything prolific that makes you stop and really, like, go back and, like, yo, what did he just say? But it's enjoyable. I put it in the same category as, like, a Rick Ross album or a Game album where it's really good to listen to. It's really palatable to the ear. Nothing groundbreaking. But I was glad to hear.
What I would say I'd appreciate about it. Oh, go ahead, Beach Phone, my bad.
No, you go ahead. Come on.
So what I would say, like, I listen to a lot of I just got the Spotify, so I'll listen to, like, you know, like, with, like, current rap hits, and it's all, like, Lil Baby, Lil This, Lil That. And I can't understand a word these cats are saying. Like, the beats are, you know, can be fire, but I can't understand a word they're saying. So when something like the new Nas comes out, like, I really appreciate music like that where you can actually listen and hear. But you're right. He's not saying much in this album, but you know, that's why I still gave it a couple spins, because at least you could hear it and understand what they're saying. All these other young cats, it's just like, how are they even rap music? Like, you can't even hear the lyrics. And you know, I think the little kid or the younger kids nowadays, they'll be going on YouTube or wherever and reading the lyrics. Well, I guess we used to do that back in the day. Remember when they used to print the lyrics in the CD case? So we probably used to do the same thing. But I don't know if it's a generational thing, but I guess it's like mumble. It's not mumble rap, but it's like mumble rap took a turn, and I still can't understand it. So when something like Nas comes out, you know, I mess with it, or Kendrick or J. Cole or something like that. It's like that's really, you know, that's really the zone I prefer to stay in.
Well, the funny thing is science. It's not really that it's mumble rap. It's not really that, you know, you can't understand. I mean, I can't understand it either. But as it's science, right? And DJ Satine, you can correct me. And, you know, all you other YouTube enthusiasts can correct me. But there's a science to what we hear versus younger people. So younger people can hear, like, we can be sitting in the same room watching the same thing. Your kids are going to hear something completely different than what you hear. So the reason why they like the music they like is because it appeals to the pitch of hearing that they like. It's not going to appeal to us because we don't hear it like they hear it. So we listen to this music and we're like, yo, this shit sucks. but it's directly made to their pitch. It's their generation. We hear it completely different. Just like our parents
I can see that.
Rap different. You know, so it's really, so like even though like look, my son's in the same boat. He likes all the littles and all that stuff, and he thinks our old rap music is all right. But I have to understand that he's hearing this stuff different. So, you know, it's just when you start looking at, when you start realizing that you're sitting in the same room with your son, your daughter, your niece, your nephew, and you're watching something simple as a football game, they hear it differently. And it's just science.
I'm going to have to call BS crazy. On some of that, man. I'm going to have to call BS on some of that. And, I mean, and the science might have, there might be some legitimacy to the science, but I'm going to call BS on that. There's always a little legitimacy. Like, there's a report that studies data said men hear women voices more melodically, so it's why it's harder for us to pay attention to them, because it's like lullabies, like putting us to sleep or whatever. There's science backing that, but, you know, to what degree? A lot of these songs, and it's always been like that, the same thing was like remakes and remakes and remakes. And so I don't think it's as much as they hear it differently. I think this is what's popular. And unfortunately, with music, a lot of it is programming. And that's for a lot of people, that's just what it is. You're going to hear stuff where you go out and you're going to associate it with right now. Like if you're happy now and you hear a song or something, you're going to associate that song with that happy feeling. Or if you're out with your friends and this is the song that's playing, for whatever reason, it's on the play. It made it to this whatever Spotify had a playlist that like it was geared specifically for like 13 to 17 year olds or something like that. It's enough science behind it. They know how to put it in front of the right people to program them. And if you hear, like, even when we were coming up, you would hear a song at first, like, yeah, I'm not really silly at this, but it's played enough on the radio, you start to like it, and then you're listening to it, and then you like it. It's a lot of programming. And I don't really think it's the ear. I think, hey, this is the song, this is the music of their time. The music that I like is the music that was popular when I started having sex. I mean, and a lot of that was remakes, like Diddy was sampling a lot of stuff from older people, but if I would have heard those older songs, I wouldn't have really heard it differently. It would be like, oh, that's cool, it sounds old. But this one right here with Mason, oh, yeah, this shit is hot. It's just because that's the music that was popular that I was listening to, that was playing, that was around when I was having good times, that when I was coming into who I am. So that's the music I liked.
You can make any excuse the way you want. I'm telling you, science. The same reason why the same song isn't popular over and over again as new people are born is because it sounds different to different people and younger people. That's the reason why a song that Drake's Take Care album isn't going to sound the same to my son as it would to a kid who's 19, because the eardrum is different. Even though it's extremely popular, and it's one of the best albums made for their generation, people 20 years younger are going to hear that, and they're not going to think it's any good because it's different. I mean, it's just science, but you can look it up. Let me know what you find out. I can't act like I'm an expert on it. We ain't got to stay too long on it. Just give me my random factual knowledge.
I mean, because I look at things like, I wonder if there was Ice Spice who sampled Mariah Carey and then was like, oh, she ain't never heard of that before. But it's like, it's like Mariah Carey's song from the 90s was good then. It was a charting song then. Do the same exact song, charting now. Like, the people now like it. The young people then liked it. The young people now like it.
See how that works out with Little Richard albums or Elvis Presley albums.
You make fun of them old ones, bringing back Mike Jackson up. I can't wait until his kids get older and start wasting enough money where they need to start selling Michael Jackson's music. And, you know, Michael Jackson owns the Beatles too. So wait until those beats drop to the open market. Like, you got Michael Jackson beats and beats from the Beatles that will end up being remixed up and you know, made fire by somebody in a couple years, you know, maybe a decade from now when those kids start wasting money. But I can't wait for that to happen.
Yeah, we don't think it sucks, though, because it's going to be music made for 20 years old, the Eagle Brothers.
Right.
Classic.
Paul McCartney bought the Beatles.
Oh, Paul McCartney got them from Michael Jackson.
He coming before.
Get you a Hyundai.
Wait, he got what? Wait, say it again, DJ.
From Paul McCartney.
Paul McCartney was able to buy the Beatles catalog back from Michael Jackson. The
state. Oh, he did? Okay. I didn't think he could. All right.
I mean, he was pissed off about it when it happened because they were cool. So once it was available, it was after Michael had died, but Paul McCartney bought them back.
Damn, white.
Oh,
kid.
I got you.
Hey, go listen to that October London album. DJ C-Sign put me on that album. Fire. All right, that's all I got about. That's all our new music. Let's see. Drake, SZA. Oh, yeah, America lost the jet. How wasn't this big of a deal? So, huh? What'd you say, DJ C-Sign?
I'm just analyzing your sentence structure.
America lost the jet. It did for about 24 hours. So the pilot was flying to South Carolina. Something happened with the fighter jet. He ejected. He landed in the backyard, and the plane just kept going and crashed. And for about 24 hours, look at Jerry Rice. He got an iced out chain. He still got the cornrows.
Nah, he cut them.
And then America was scrambling because they couldn't find the plane. How come these planes are worth millions and millions of dollars?
Mm-hmm.
Nobody put a little iPod, Apple iPad tracker on these things. How do we just lose a jet worth millions and millions of dollars? Like, these things don't have trackers on them. I understand it was one of them stealth ones, so I guess that's the main problem. But I feel like if the pilot ejected and the plane still flew 60 miles, he should be fired because he clearly ejected way too early. And
that's how you know it's some BS, man. It's some fake news.
No, go ahead. You don't think it's
some
true?
BS. I think it's some it's like Cat Williams said, they lie to you and tell you the truth at the same time. Like bad credit, no credit, on approved credit. Like, I think that's what's going on right now, man. Did the pilot eject? Yes. Did he eject too early? Probably yes. Was it an accident? Probably not. Was the jet lost? From some people. I think there were some people who knew exactly where the jet was at. Did they get it back? Some of it. The jet crashed, so they got debris back. I'm pretty sure there's some things missing, and there's some people who got exactly what they needed off of that. And I'm pretty sure that pilot bank account got a couple more zeros and commas in it.
Yo. So you think this was a plot to get some technology? Yeah, if a plane crashed in my backyard, I'm going through it too. Well, I don't know.
Was it over water or land?
No, I landed in somebody's backyard, yo.
The pilot or the I know you said the pilot did, but did the plane land in water and that's why they lost it, or was that just on fire somewhere and nobody looked?
It wasn't even on fire. It just crashed in somebody's backyard.
That's a pretty big backyard, I would imagine, because the plane ain't just dropped straight down.
I mean, that's South Carolina. Ain't nobody live there. Shout out to my man who just got back from South Carolina and visited his family. But unless you're
and
a murder
it could be believable
Clark,
with all the you know, the AI technology, you know, Tesla's driving themselves. Autopilot has been around for years, so I could see that improving to the point where the pilot ejects and the plane's like, oh, I'm good, and keep it moving. But, yeah, that's crazy.
I do believe that happened. I don't believe it was lost. They were asking for the public. They were asking, like, people in the South Carolina area, surrounding areas of the Carolinas, to look up and see if you see a plane. And did anybody see a plane crash? Like,
oh, wow, that's just dumb.
There was a – John Travolta did a movie. I had to look it up. This came out in 96 where John Travolta was a pilot. And he was doing a test flight, shot his co-pilot, ejected, and radioed, hey, the plane crashed. Had other people come in and pick up the nuclear warhead that was on the plane. And the plan was for him to just disappear. That was
Broken
the
Arrow.
Of a movie
I love
in
that
1990s.
Movie.
Exactly. Broken in 1996.
Broken Arrow. That was my movie, yo. Dude, we
some
got
acting in that movie. I'm not going to front. It was some really bad acting in that movie, but that was from 96. I mean, John Travolta can act, but it was Christian Slater, and I think it wasn't like Howie Long in it, too, I think, maybe, but yeah. Anyway, that was the plot from 1996. Do I think they could still be trying to pull this off? Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, I was going to say, John Travolta only did one good movie, and that was only because he had a good dance scene. I don't know. I don't watch gay movies. I'm joking. Shout out to the gays. Saturday Night Fever, I've never seen that.
John Travolta is a great actor. He's got a lot of good movies. Swordfish, Face Off, Under Siege. Like, he's – John Travolta puts in work.
He wasn't a great actor. It's like Nicolas Cage, just without the bad rap.
Okay, I mean, that's a whole other conversation, but
I mean, let's have it. I mean, John Travolta, I love John Travolta. I love Swordfish. He wasn't great at it.
It wasn't a great movie.
It wasn't a great movie. Shout out to Halle Berry's tits.
Wait, y'all thought Swordfish, wasn't a good movie?
I don't know.
It was before its time, though. But so was Jurassic
John Park. Travolta was the bad guy in that Denzel movie, Pelham 1-2-3, when Denzel was the train operator. That was all right.
Good movie. John Travolta wasn't great, man, either.
I don't even remember
Joshua. Pelham 1-2-3 wasn't the great. It was too. It's like, all right, the train stopped. Like, that was the whole thing. It was pretty bad. But
yeah,
hey,
it was like Denzel too rich to play a train conductor.
Right. But hey, let's go back to the Drake and Halle Berry discussion. And New York, I want your opinion on this too. Drake called Halle Berry and said, hey, can I use the picture of you getting slimed for this new Drake and SZA song? She said no. So he used it on his Instagram and not the actual album artwork. Was Drake fucked up for that?
Yeah. Why ask permission if you don't use it anyway?
Can't trust light-skinned people, yo. That's just terrible. If I was Halle Berry, I would try to date Drake because you know he would do it just for the clout and then tell everybody he had a little penis. And you got to treat petty people pettier. So what you think, Blur? You think Drake was wrong for doing it? Using the picture anyway?
In the words of Diddy, that's some bitch-assness. There is no other way around it. I think whoever raised Drake, whoever was his big homie, his mentor, his male guidance, should be ashamed of him. And they should reach out to him for some counseling because that was bitch-assness to the highest degree. Now, assuming, I'm going to say assuming, because there's a big chance that Drake, like most celebrities, don't run his own social media. So I'm saying all that just of if he knowingly called Halle Berry, asked her to use her picture or use the picture of her, she said no, and he did it anyway. 1 + 1 = bitch assness. Like, if he knowingly did that, it's just corny. There's no other way around it. It fits the theme of the song, which is maybe just be some marketing because he's talking about sliming you out and just, you know, disrespecting and dogging you and whatever, not really caring about your feelings. So that kind of on brand for the theme of the song. But corny is corny, and that's just a corny thing to do.
Does it matter that she doesn't own the picture?
Nope. Doesn't matter at all.
Well, I guess she does own it if he uses permission. Or does he not own it? He was just trying to be nice. I don't know.
He was he started off doing what he should have done. Hey, I know you. This is a picture of you. You mind if I use this picture? Oh, you do mind. All right. Cool.
Okay. New York, what you think?
I think the shit is very big. If she said no, don't use it. But at the end of the day, I mean, like, is it, like, does she own the picture or she's just in the picture and she don't want it to be used? Because, I mean, the picture's still circulating out there. He ain't really using it for his album, so he not getting no monetary reward off of it. He just posted a picture of her getting slimed out. And, like, just, you know what I mean? The picture's out there. It fits the narrative or it fits the actual theme of the song. Like, he posted it. Other than that, it put, like, a little, what's it called, a little parental advisory sticker on it. Other than that, it's still the same picture that's online. But, yeah, I do agree with it, yeah. Yeah, bitch assness. Yeah, if she say no, don't use it.
Okay. So only if we know he asked her. But she confirmed that he asked her. We just don't know if he's the one who actually used it. He could have said, you know, don't use this, and somebody didn't get the message and put it out anyway. But we would have heard an apology from her. He's too big for this to go out as a mistake, right?
No, because, again, it fits the narrative, and her being upset doesn't really affect him that much. I mean, she's going to be upset. Some people are going to say it's corny, but it ain't going to affect no album sales. It ain't going to really affect the his perception by his fan base for the most part. Because, I mean, I have no problem saying this bitch ass is. I'm not a Drake fan. You said he had one classic album. I don't think he had none. I think he sings way too much. So don't really – I'm not feeling it at all. I think Lil Wayne, Baby, anybody who he has respect for should call him and be like, yo, you do need to say something. That's why I do think he did it, because if it wasn't him, I feel like somebody would have said something. Even if it wasn't him, somebody from his team would have reached out and be like, hey, this was an error on our end. But, I mean, if it's not really going to affect you, then why say anything about it?
Nothing was the same, I think, as the classic album that Drake had. But you're right. I don't even know if I really consider it a classic. Anybody else got anything left on Drake?
It's a case where new money meets old money. Now, I'm sure Drake probably has 2 or 3 times the amount of money that Halle Berry does. But don't get it twisted. Halle Berry is uber rich. I just Googled it. Her net worth on Google says approximately $100 million. That's old money. All right. Now, I know Drake probably, you know, $200-300 million range or something like that. But he just got that money. And you dealing with somebody in Hollywood, not the music industry, in Hollywood that's uber rich for 30 plus years. You can't do that. I don't know what repercussions can come from that other than, you know, Halle Berry suing him. But, you know, just like Kanye with his new money, you know, going around thinking he's untouchable. It's like, nope, somebody else going to take that money. you know, I'd hate to see that happen to Drake, but you keep doing stuff like that and you're not going to have that much money for long, or people gonna stop working with you, and it's not going to be a good look. So I absolutely think he should apologize, especially since it's Halle Berry, you know, an icon of a black actress, you know, first black woman to win an Oscar. You know, why would you do that? Why? Just why? You know, that's like doing the same thing with Denzel, or that's like Will Smith smacking Chris Rock. It's just dumb. So that's all I got to say.
Great New York boobs. Go ahead, DJ C-Sign. What you got?
Oh, now it's not funny. I was just gonna do a very minuscule correction. New York. So picture of being slimed, not slimed out. Okay, because I don't really know too much of the difference. But being slimed is something that was wonderful to see in the 90s. Being slimed out is gross or derogatory.
Is it a sex thing?
I don't know exactly. That's what I'm.
Is that like truffle butter?
Exactly.
When we found out, what was that, like nothing in the butt cheeks or something like that?
Yeah.
Wait, what?
You know, it's on truffle butter.
I don't even want to know. If getting slimed out means something derogatory nowadays, and he used that picture in such a manner, that's 10 times worse. I'd be highly disappointed in Drake, and I'm a fan. Anything derogatory.
Nah, slime down means like you did somebody dirty. That's what it is.
Does he know
like
Halle Berry?
No sexual, well, I don't know his personal relationship, but like, yeah, slime down is like did somebody dirty. Like, you know, you hurt somebody, you did somebody really wrong. That's what it is. Like, you cheated on somebody, you really don't care. Like, you making fun of somebody, you really don't care how it makes them feel type stuff.
It's a sexual slang for the secretions left on a woman after anal, then vaginal sex. Vaginal. Truffle butter.
Yes, truffle.
When you pull your dick out of her asshole and put it in her vagina.
Yeah, that's an infection.
To deliver fecal matter into the vagina during sex. Why would you do that to somebody you cared about?
Hold on. Let me be the adult on the call. Look, whatever you do sexually, if it's consenting, yeah, it's cool. Some people, I have a couple of homies I know who do ATM all the time, ass to mouth. They prepare for it. They do it. It's their thing. It's looked at because it sounds bad, but hey, if that's what you enjoy, whatever y'all do to have fun sexually, go ahead and go for it.
No. Truffle butter causes vaginal infection. Now, ass to mouth is fine because the mouth is nastier than is about as nasty as asshole anyway. As much bacteria as the mouth has.
I use this stuff.
But vagina needs to stay clean and does fecal matter, or you will be going to the doctor because it's not good.
Okay. When you with your partner, all three holes are go in any order to enhance and enjoy your sexual experience.
I do not consent to that.
Damn. Hey. Look, that's why I want their uterus gone, so they ain't got to worry about this.
Oh, no, you can still have vaginal infections without a uterus, honey. Vagina is not your uterus. They're two separate organs.
I skipped health class.
Yeah, I know.
Just know y'all got three holes. You got one for the booty, one to pee, and one for the meat, right? Is that how it goes? Ain't there like three holes in the vagina?
It's not. Well, your butthole's not.
He majored in football. He majored in football. Don't worry.
Hatred for the white devil. Volleyball. All right. So, okay. All we all think that was very disrespectful of Drake.
That was pretty bad. Pretty bad. You can't do that to Holly Berry, yo. Holly Berry did nothing to you. She's just getting over a divorce. She got to pay child support again, or she got to pay spousal support again. Leave Holly
Berry. Oh, did you see how much? Yeah, that's crazy.
Well, she got to pay $6,000 a month or something like that?
That was like, it's like $40,000.
Yo, I'll
when that came
Holly
out.
Berry, just... Oh, go ahead, boy.
That made me appreciate Future, because I think, like, Future's the Future of somebody, child support information that came out right before Halle Berry's, and he ain't, like, I think he might have better lawyers or something, because the what he has to pay is, like, nothing compared to what Halle is paying her dude. Not even close.
No, my bad. $8,000 per month.
Well, Future got 13
kids. Yeah, I'm gonna say, I think that's because it's probably, they're considering the other support he might need for his other
fours
of kids.
Fours,
not whole fours.
He said, what about that bullshit pass interference call? Giants coach is hot. That was a bad call. All right, so we got through that. We got through that. I could tell you about my kid breaking his arm, but we'll do that another day. All right, just real quick, we got a hurricane coming. It's useless. We're used to it in this area. You know what's funny about living in Southeast Virginia?
Here comes the hurricane, bitch. Here comes the hurricane.
DJ C-Sign just went to her New Orleans bounce. What's funny about living in this area, it's not really the wind and the rain that you're worried about. It's really the flooding. We're so low that they might cancel, they might let schools out early just because our whole city's going to be flooded tomorrow and Saturday. And when I tell y'all it's going to be flooded, it's not like, oh, there's going to be puddles of water. Like, I've seen buses underwater down here. Like, it gets, like, I've never thought I would live in a place where they're like, yo, the tide's coming in, it's going to be flooded. Like, you literally have to stay home. Because you can't get around the city. Now, DJ C-Sire has to drive to work, so she might have to stay at a hotel. But it was just one thing on my list to tell y'all about the hurricane coming up and to pray for us, because I've seen my neighbors get their kayaks and paddle down the street because the street was nothing but water. It was a river of water. So any of y'all going to be impacted by the hurricane? I know my Maryland folks are. Are y'all prepared? Y'all ready? They say y'all getting any bad weather up there?
I didn't think it was out yet. I didn't think it was out yet in terms of where it was gonna where it was gonna hit. They have the forecast now?
Yeah, the model's coming right up the East Coast.
Wow.
Get your britches ready. It's probably gonna hit y'all Sunday.
Yeah, we just have a lot of trees in our area. That's what we worry about. Not really flooding or wind and trees, that's the main thing over here. But our power lines are buried underground, so typically we won't have long power outages. That's kind of the benefit of that. But when trees fall and they knock over one of the power lines that are, you know, near the, you know, the junction or whatever you call it, then, you know, power will be out for days. So we'll see how that goes. But it'll give me a chance to get my chainsaw out.
That's what's the bad thing about our area. All of our power lines are above ground because we're too close to the water table. You know, you can't bury electric lines in water. So, yeah, when our power goes out, it'd be out for like 3-4 days. So the funny thing is you'll know the power is out in our neighborhood because my neighborhood will sound like a huge bumblebee because everybody just got their generators gone all night. And people get mad and like, turn off your generators at night. It's like, man, fuck our dick. So, all right. Well, that's it I got about the hurricane. Y'all got anything about hurricanes? Y'all worried about anything? Y'all good? All right, cool. Coach Prime, what a thriller the other night. Man. So me and DJ C-Sire went to a concert Saturday night. Y'all know who Masego is? Anybody?
I know the name, but I can't think of any song. Like, I'm pretty sure I've heard of Masego and his music, but I don't think I know, like, oh, yeah, that's a dude who sing that.
Does your girl know who he is?
No.
Damn. Well, look, if y'all ever heard, if you're ever around and you hear, New York, have you heard of him, you young?
Nah, I never heard of him before.
Damn. All right, well, if y'all ever hear that he's performing there, y'all, it's worth it. Take the kid, put on a great performance. He rocked off for about an hour and a half. Great, great job. So we went to a concert Saturday night, but after the concert, we rushed to go to the bar to watch Colorado. I thought he dropped that.
Colorado State.
And this was supposed to be a 20-point blowout by Deion and them, but it turned into a physical match. Colorado State came out there and had, like, 20 penalties for 400 yards. But what they said was, you guys got the finesse, you got the speed, we're going to bully y'all on this field. And it went into overtime. Colorado pulled it out. But I thought it was a huge statement game for Deion and for Colorado State. Who knew Colorado State had a black head coach? Who knew Colorado State had a football program? Look, some of those wide receivers in Colorado State are real, man. They look good out there. But great match. Coach Prime wins again. I think his luck might run out here at Oregon, but I think we're going to start to see a rivalry out in Colorado with this Colorado State game, because I was really impressed by Colorado State. Now, I know they lost the week before, so I don't know how bad they looked prior to that, but they didn't look awful. I think Colorado made a bunch of mistakes, but the Deion train's still moving on. Are we still all fans of Deion, or do we think this Colorado thing is about to crash? Blur, what you got? Blur, you guys on mute? All right.
You say me?
Yeah.
Oh, my bad. I didn't hear you say my name. See, if you remember, this is the game I projected them to lose, and it was for somewhat of a reason. This is the first game they were going into as favorites, not even the fact that they were, like, big-time favorites. Keyshawn Johnson said they were going to put 80 on Colorado State. Like, they were favorites. This was their second home game back-to-back. And I think, and I was like, just the emotions of it, and I'm pretty sure Colorado State, like, it's an in-town rivalry, but it's probably more of a rivalry for Colorado State than it is for Colorado. I was just thinking, this is going to be their trap game. And, you know, Colorado State football coach, you know what I mean, kind of gave them some bulletin board material. I don't know how well it worked, but it probably worked more for amping up his team than it did for amping up Colorado. Because even in, like, the behind-the-scenes stuff with Prime and everything, you could tell, like, his Colorado just didn't have the energy. The excitement wasn't there, at least during the week from what stuff I saw. So I really thought this was going to be their trap game. So that, and then their best player go down early. So I wasn't surprised that it came down to be such a close game. Colorado State gave it away, though. They had everything going in their favor, and they gave it away with their penalties. They lost that game more so than Colorado won that game.
Okay. Weezy, what'd you think?
I think as a coach, Colorado State coach did exactly what I would have told him. If you're outmatched, you're the underdog by 20 plus points. The only thing you can do to get a chance to win is go out there and punch those kids in the face. Now, I didn't necessarily like that hit on Travis Hunter that put him out of the game, but that I wouldn't have been mad at that DB who did it, because all week I'm coaching my players and I'm like, you know, the only way we can beat this team is to make them not want to line up again. And the way you do that is hitting them in the mouth every single play. So I respect that out of them. from Dion's or from the Colorado perspective, I was actually very disappointed in the first half with who is it? What's the quarterback? Shador Sanders. I know he came back and still ended up with, you know, 300-400 yards or whatever that is, but to be a Heisman candidate and have a first quarter where you had, you know, 60-some passing yards, that's just not going to cut it. I know he came back and had, a lot of passing yards, but that's what, with two overtimes? I forget what – I actually didn't even look what his total was at the end of the fourth quarter, but the first half was not – the first half, what do they say, it was unbecoming of a Heisman Trophy winner. And I'd like to see a little bit more out of him. But, you know, him coming back and win, that shows you something. But to win the Heisman, I think you got to play four quarters of football at a high level and not have an off quarter, an off half, or an off game. It should be that tough.
Okay. DJ Cesar, you got anything? You watched the Colorado game. We got back to the hotel at halftime. And we tried to finish it and woke up and it was like, oh, overtime. They won. Wow. But what you were invested in Colorado, what you think of the game?
It was good. It was exciting. I don't like close games like that if I want a team to win. But, you know,
Weezy.
Yeah, Weezy was saying.
Because he said the same thing that I said.
Oh, what?
No,
yeah.
That's what you
said. Yeah, no, just the, yeah,
the penalties.
The penalties on State, it was just kind of, you know, I mean, like I said, it was kind of beyond what you're used to seeing, even with college. And I guess Colorado, I mean, there's a lot of hype, there's a lot of pressure and things like that when it comes to college. Peach Gun always says you just don't know how kids are going to react. So for it to not be, you know, what you think it should be in terms of talent level, for them to pull it out at the end, it was a good game.
Yeah, I'm
trying to stay awake. I fell asleep.
New York, you got anything? Did you watch it?
Actually, did not watch it. I heard it was a great game. The only thing I saw was that little late hit on Hunter. Other than that, yeah, I didn't see it.
Yeah, that's the way you send a message, though. Like, I mean, yeah, it sucks. That kid.
Did they say if he's okay or not?
Yeah, he lacerated his spleen. Yeah, he done for 4 weeks.
Are you serious? I thought it was like maybe a cracked rib or something. But lacerated spleen? Ouch.
Yeah.
They say he's not going to require any surgery or anything. That's going to heal on its own. Yeah, earliest 3 weeks, more likely 4 weeks out.
Now, did y'all also hear that the cornerback who hit Travis Hunter and knocked him out of the game, him and his family are receiving death threats? That I think is, obviously it's over the line, but it's like that's how, you know, that's how much people like Travis Hunter.
Well,
I still think that's uncalled for.
You messing with people money, yo. I mean, yeah, he shouldn't get death threats. This is football. Like, you gotta, like, did he try to lacerate that kid's spleen? No. But, I mean, he did try to punish him. He probably, his goal was to try to hit him hard enough to put him out for the game if he let himself open. And he
did. Yes, sir.
But why is he getting death threats? Because Hunter is part of the gambling scene now. Like, he's a high-profile, high-interest, great athlete who's going to be a high draft pick. So I'm pretty sure somebody saw that and saw their future money dwindle away. And, you know, people have been killing people over money for decades, man. This ain't nothing new. But it is a shame. Centuries. Yeah, way more than a decade. Hundreds of years. But it's a shame, though. But, yeah, it was a physical game, man. I thought Colorado State came in with the right game plan. Mike Weezy said you had to punch Tyrod on the mouth. You had to make them not want to line up. But they just did it one too many times, man. They could, hey, look at Flurry, Towson in the building. I'm my old quarterback. He coaches for the 49ers. I just showed him on TV. My bad. That was real random. But, yeah, you know, it was the right game plan, but you just did it too much, man. Too many penalties. End up losing in the game. Because Colorado is not – it's funny how Colorado is going to be the hunted team. Like, I'm pretty sure all of us got Colorado losing to Oregon this week. I think it'll be a good game. I think Colorado has a chance. But, you know, every team is going to want to play Colorado just because of Deion and his effect and the light that he brings on that university. So kids who want to play for Deion that he told no to are on some of these other teams. And they're going to want to show out. So,
yeah, I think it's because of the spotlight, man. You know, like, you're going to have a high chance. You're going to be on College Game Day. Clearly, every major game with Colorado is breaking another record. The Nebraska game was, like, top 10 streamed college game on Fox ever. This one with Colorado State was, like, the number one streamed game on ESPN ever. Like, yeah. Like, even if it's not, like, you know, you want to play good against Prime or against them, like, you won't have the eyes on you. Like, the lights are going to be there. The spotlight is going to be on you, and that's going to be your time to shine. So, yeah, you're going to – Colorado's definitely going to get the very best from everybody. Like, no matter who they play. And I know they're not even – well, I guess USC, but outside of that, I don't think they're playing, like, any, like, playoff contender teams. And that's the only people I could think of, unless you're talking, like, the top of the SEC are going to be like, yo, this is nothing new. We get this much shine every week. Other than that, Colorado State ain't never got this much attention. It's been a long time since Oregon going to have this much attention. Yeah, this is the chance for everybody on both sides, but especially the opposing team, like, yo, this is my 1 week to really shine. So, yeah, you got to take that opportunity, man. Can't be out there with mom's spaghetti on your sweater.
That's true. All right. Hey, look, let's just end it real quick. We'll get to your we got to talk about your CEOs needing more unemployment. I got to do some research on that. I meant to look that up before the show. But before we end it, man, it's been a good show. The last thing I want to talk about is, like, Canada and India are about to go to war, yo. Just how come no one's talking about this? Like, one, I think it's funny, Canada and India. Two, who are we rooting for? Theoretically, Canada is white, but Indians don't think of themselves as black, even though I think they're black. They had a dude who was a sick Sith living in Canada who was disappointed in the Indian government and was voicing his opinion in Free Canada. The Indians sent some assassins over to kill him. And they killed him in Canada. They pulled a Putin. So now Canada's pissed, like, yo, you can't be killing people on our soil and getting away with it. So the prime minister in Canada is upset. Biden called up there and was like, hey, relax. The prime minister says, suck my dick. You wouldn't be relaxed if a spy killed one of your American citizens on your soil. Biden was like, they do that all the time. We just lost a plane. But yeah, it seems like Canada and India, they just sent the diplomats out of each other's countries. So there's no more Indian diplomats in Canada. There's no more Canadian diplomats in India. It's usually par for course when countries start feuding. But this looks like it could be a really odd war because they're both descendants of England. Like, they both got beef with England. But there's French Canadian, but they was doing the trappers and the furs and stuff. But most of Canada was the English Empire. And India was the English Empire. So do y'all have any concerns about Canada and India going to war? It's like hot versus cold, white versus black, mayonnaise versus curry. Like, this is the ultimate
mayonnaise, man. You got to go with maple syrup. Maple syrup versus curry.
Yeah, maple syrup. Yeah, that's right. Maple syrup. Poutine versus what? You can't say poutine. You got to give me a versus. Poutine versus what? Versus curry. But we did maple syrup versus curry.
I don't know what poutine is. I don't know what to put that in. Boba? Ain't boba? No, chai. Chai tea. That's an Indian thing.
Chai. Yeah, chai tea.
Nickelodeon versus Bollywood?
I tell you what, any of those missiles or bullets miss Canada and hit the States, they both done.
That's what I was thinking. Why nobody cares, because, come on, man. Canada? The Mounties? Really?
Right.
That's who you go on the war with? I didn't even know Canada had a military. I thought their military was like, yo, we next to America.
Yeah, it is.
That's the only military they need. Like,
right.
Yo, don't make me go get my
they're
big
They're part
brother.
Of the UN. But I think the issue is, DJ C. Siren, is India part of the UN as well? Obviously, I know Canada is and part of NATO, but is
no.
India? They're not? Okay. So that means
no,
that anytime. Okay. So, wait, they're peeps with China?
No, they're just too close to China. China don't let nobody who's near them be in the UN except for Japan,
okay.
And that's just because America has so many bases in Japan because we bombed the shit
right.
out of
them. So then that tells me if Canada fights, then the UN has to get involved.
There's not going to be a fight, but let's be clear. It's not going to be a fight. Has anyone ever seen an Indian army? Has anyone seen an Indian soldier? Like, I mean, I've watched some Bollywood movies. Nah, that's not where it's at. That's not. Have y'all ever seen two little poodles, like barking at each other? Like, you ain't never actually look like, oh, that's gonna be a fight. Like, it's never, like, you ain't never really get worried about, oh man, these two gonna hurt each other. That's not gonna happen. And then that's just the problem, because no one respects these two. Not only respect, no one respects these two as military powers. Let me put it that way. That's just not no. Y'all haven't done anything. Canada, you got the U.S. We protect you. That's what it is. No one's going to mess with you, because if they mess with you, we're going to feel like they're too close to us and we're going to have to step in. So we protect you. And India, no. Y'all just got baths. Y'all just got plumbing. Like, just
India
got plumbing
has a nuclear weapons program, though. Don't forget that.
Modi
Canadian
just got them plumbing. I don't think they're going to war.
Kind of
they got to worry about China, to be honest with you. India has to worry about China. That's the real growing conflict for India, because they are kind of taking over China's I think they're just copying and pasting everything China did over the past 20 years. India is now doing now, and they have slightly more people, and they work for less. So they're kind of taking over China's industrial complex, but that's what they need to worry about. They're not going to mess with Canada.
India just went to the moon.
Yep, India just went to the moon. They're saying, look, they got
yeah,
all
they can't figure out how to put deodorant on.
What?
What'd you say?
I said, yeah, they can't figure out how to put deodorant on.
Blair, you gotta relax. You gotta relax.
Who, me?
No, Blair.
I told y'all I ride the train to work every morning, man. I ride the train to work every morning. and Indian dude got on the train just yesterday. That was it, yesterday or today. It might have actually been today. Got on the train. He stood by the door, and I tell you, I looked around, and I saw everyone's head pick up from their phones one row at a time as the smell passed them. Now, I don't want to be rude, and I hate to be racist, but sometimes I am. Maybe he had his curry in his bag with him for lunch. Maybe that wasn't him smelling like that. Maybe that was his lunch. Either way, you clearly smell, and I hate to be racist, but it smelled ethnic. It was definitely an ethnic smell. Got on the train with homie, and when homie got off the train, the smell went with him.
Hey, Weezy got to jump off. Go ahead, Weezy. What you got to say? We got to get out of here. Oh, he just jumped off. He wanted me to let y'all know that the Baltimore Orioles are back in the playoffs this year. Get your popcorn ready. But yeah, Indian people, these things, yeah. Look, they took over my job in Charlotte. And I told you, I took them to the strip club, and they tried to buy the lady. They didn't understand. They were straight from India. But yeah, they're a little funky too, man. I guess it's just a culture thing. I guess it's just not, you know, when you got 10 billion people in New Jersey, you know, you don't play anywhere in deodorant, you know. But all the Indian people around here, I guess they've been Americanized because I've never smelled them. And there's a lot of Indian people in our neighborhood. Well, I guess two. And they both live on our block. Shout out to my Indians. We gotta buy some flowers too for my man DJ. Shout out to his mama. God rest her soul. Hey, we out of here. Good show tonight. DJ C. Sorry, you got anything to say before we roll? Blur, you got anything to say before we roll?
Look who's talking. Look who's talking to Swordfish, Face Off. John Travolta got some hits, man. You bugging. Like, I could send you a top 10 of John Travolta. A Civil Action, classic movie, one of the greatest of all time, man. You need to sit down and do your Googles, man. John Travolta got them hits.
Hey, so does Will Ferrell. Not a great actor. No. Yeah, I mean, Elf, Pulp Fiction, they won and won. I'll tell you, Will Ferrell's a better actor than John Travolta.
Yeah, you're just being disrespectful. You're just being disrespectful. That's just all it is to that.
Blur's girlfriend. I'm glad. Hey, make sure you keep him in that top three list for his benefit. I hope she hears this. Tell her glad to have her on the show. New York, New York.
She said, I'm top two and I'm not two.
See, just don't put your meat in number two and go where the number one is because you'll get a sick. New York, New York, take us out of here.
Yeah, I mean, other than that, a great conversation tonight. I mean, Hurricane is coming. Stay safe. Stay indoors. Other than that, be great. Be all you could be. Be the first at something. You know what I mean? Do something new that these young people ain't doing. Go out, pluck a pepperoni or something like that. Have fun. Look forward to the next conversation next week.
My man. All right, man. Until next week, good conversation. We'll catch up. Oh, did I go to DJ Cesar? DJ Cesar, you got anything? Oh, yeah, I was.
I said, wait.